like it. Hey, everybody. My name's DJ Mike Winner. I've been DJing for 25 years. I've been putting on a health and wellness and sovereignty event called Music in Sky that we started in 2020 when Governor Gruesome Newsom said we couldn't hang out anymore. And so we decided to take on our own festival and do it in the underground. And now we're having our fifth event this summer where we celebrate freedom and health and wellness and sovereignty out in the desert in Karmafornia. And there's a lot of fun words for that, but we're bringing California back to what it's meant to be, which is a place of freedom and beauty. And I've enjoyed being a DJ because for me, it's my artistic expression. And that's what I think is so powerful about this event, is understanding that what makes us human is our ability to create. And right now is the time. A very, very crucial time to be brave. A crucial time to start reaching for our own dreams again. A time to start expressing our truth. A time to be vigilant with our need to help our kids understand, to be witnesses for freedom for our children. And time is on our side. And so I'm here actually to talk about something that nobody's really mentioned this whole weekend. We've been talking about solutions, political solutions, grassroots solutions, religious solutions, community solutions. But none of that is going to matter. None of that's going to get us anywhere if we don't start talking about the one thing that's controlling us all. This. How many people right now have a smartphone in their pocket? Raise your hand. How many people use the internet every day? That is the number one problem we're facing right now. And I think it's becoming quite apparent. Gentleman over here has a sign, counter the fourth industrial revolution, pay with cash. And that's a great, great thing we can do. However, it's not going to stop what's coming. The digital panopticon is here. And so we're all facing a monumental decision on how we interact with technology moving forward. But the time is now. And the good news is there are solutions. There are powerful solutions happening with people who understand this and care about this. So I'm here to talk about that briefly today. So as I play this amazing Hans Zimmer track, Time, there's a reason why. And I'm here to talk about a very exciting project called Chordal. And Chordal was developed by the cypherpunk-minded folks who saw this coming. 8 years ago, they started developing this in order to take back our digital space and have sovereignty again in the digital realm. And to be honest, I don't know if we've ever had sovereignty in the digital realm. A little history lesson, I don't know if you guys know, but the internet was actually created by the intelligence agencies. It was called ARPANET. And that goes way back. We're talking Frankfurt School, we're talking round table, elite circles that have developed this from the very beginning to control us and to create discord. And so the entire code frame, the entire framework of the internet and the World Wide Web especially, is actually based upon this thing called the Hegelian dialectic, which goes back to a philosopher named Hegel, who is what a lot of these elites look up to as the nature of how reality works. And basically, Hegel said that civilization came out of the master-slave dynamic, that there is a master and that there are slaves, and that actually it's mutually beneficial for both. So you can see how elites like this, right? Because they like their slaves. And so we saw that with government being the master and the slaves. And then we saw that with the invention of the corporation. And now we're seeing that become fulfilled through technocracy and through the religion of scientism. And it's a daunting thing. We've hear about what the WEF, the World Economic Forum, has planned for us. You'll own nothing and love it, right? No, of course not. And so this has all been set up from the beginning to get us into this digital fake virtual realm where they won't have to worry about controlling the assets anymore because the assets will be infinite digital zeros and ones. And we talk about this and it can get really heavy. It can get really kind of scary. And I went down these rabbit holes back in the day when I first heard about Bitcoin. Are there any Bitcoin fans in here? Okay. And Bitcoin was a very admirable, I give Bitcoin props because it was the first project that was really trying to bring a solution that was along the lines of what the cypherpunks saw in the late 80s and 90s, which was a group of anarchists who saw that we could use their own tools against them, this idea of using encryption for digital sovereignty so that we could have freedom and privacy in the digital space. And whether you like Bitcoin or not, it's shown to be a pretty dynamic and powerful tool for freedom. However, the problem with Bitcoin is it's still reliant upon that original ARPANET system. And so we need to get out of the box. Like I said, the time is to be brave. The time is to be smarter than them. The time is to be radical. And that's what Cordal is. So I'm going to demo Cordal right now. I'm going to show you what the hell Cordal is. Basically, Cordal is a whole new internet. Cordal is not on the World Wide Web. Cordal is censorship proof. Cordal is owned by the people for the people. It is a new internet where every single person using Cordal has their own data that's encrypted on their own machine that is basically connecting with other nodes across the world and deciding what they want to do with their digital personality, their digital information, their data. It's been 8 years in the making. It's been built from the ground up. It's completely open source. It's not owned by anybody. There's no corporation. There's no VC. There's no Silicon Valley nonsense. There's no trademarks. There's no patents. It's radical. It's completely open source. It's completely transparent. And it's completely open for anybody to join. And I think that's the power moving forward of community-based development, the outside the system, completely outside that Hegelian dialectic, because the future master isn't going to be the government, isn't going to be the corporation, it's going to be the AI bots, if they can have their way. And there's this thing called Moore's Law with exponential growth of technology, where every 2 years, the silicon chips transistors double in efficiency. And so with exponential growth of AI, we now already have AI talking to AI and basically working on ways itself to exponentially grow, to take more and more power on the internet away from individual, sovereign, conscious, living beings making those decisions. So we are faced with a daunting task. It is those who appreciate God and life and love versus the death cult machine Borg. And so Cordal is a way for us to a bridge to move into a whole new world, a world in the private, a world that's transparent, a world that's free, and eventually a world that is fully organic again, a world that might not even need Cordal in the future. Maybe a world where we all become psychic again, or we're all, I don't know, like the Nazarene, the great Christ said, you know, one with God again and in peace and in love and harmony, and we won't need it. But right now, it's needed. So I'm going to demo Cordal and show you just how powerful it is. Let's see if we can get this to work. Are we up? Okay, can you guys see my screen? Okay, are you anyone familiar with the Corbett Report? That guy has been censored to high heaven and beyond. He's on Cordal now. So Cordal, like I said, is censorship proof. What I mean by that is that it's not on the World Wide Web. So what you're seeing here, what you're seeing here is a system that is unto itself its own network. So this is based upon somebody downloading a piece of software, and it works on anybody's computer. It can work on as something as simple as a Raspberry Pi, so it's very lightweight. And it provides all the core functionality that we need to exist on, as a society online. So it has the ability to communicate. So right here is a, I'm going on to the general chat. It's kind of like, Mike is live now. Hey, thanks, EXH. So this is like a telegram, a decentralized telegram that is basically a bunch of people all over the world that are running a node that are now talking to each other. This cannot be shut off. It cannot be censored. If you don't like what you see, you can block it and get it out of your world, but there's no censorship. Everything that can exist, that it wants to be on Cordal, can be on Cordal. And that does open up some very interesting ideas, right, around freedom of speech, what that entails. But anybody can basically create their own group on here. So if you are into, like my dad's on this, he's really into golf and craps. So he can create his own group about throwing dice in Vegas. You could create a group about vaccine injured people. You can create a group about, God forbid, flat earth, whatever. There's nothing out of bounds that you can talk about on Cordal. Also in Cordal, you can send private messages that are completely 256 encrypted messages that can't even be read by the NSA. Because believe it or not, those phones in your pockets right now, why I brought that up, is they're tracking and tracing you right now whether they're on or off. In fact, every computer is, because every AMD and Intel chip is built with tracking devices built right in them. So what Cordal's doing is we're actually developing our own hardware. And when I say we, the community, it's completely open source. So we're talking about from the ground up, completely new internet. So to have the ability to communicate is pretty big. We also have the ability to upload websites right on this site. So I was just showing the Corbett reports on here. So this site here, and it will look better if I go out of dark mode. Here is completely censor-proof. It can never be taken down. And anybody can go on and host their website for free. Also with Cordal, you can create your own domain name. We call it a name space. And once you create that, because we do use a blockchain as the backbone, you will own that for the eternity. Unlike current domains, which are owned by a corporation in Silicon Valley. I don't know if many people know that, but when you buy a domain name, you're not buying that from some, like, you know, public trust or something. It's actually privately owned. So you're renting it. And that, I believe, and that I foresee as the next choke point of liberty online. They don't like what you're saying. If the host won't take you down, they'll just take your domain name away. So with Cordal, you actually own your own domain. So if you see here, this is one of my accounts. This is the Mike Winner account. This is the only Mike Winner ever on Cordal. And what's cool is anybody who wants to send me Cort, which is the currency on Cordal, they can just send it to Mike Winner. And I'll get it in about a minute. And they can send me as much as I want. No middlemen. No going through bank authorizations. No signing paperwork, showing your ID, retina scans, whatever the hell they have planned to use banks. And that's really powerful. And by the way, how does the coin work? Well, with Bitcoin, the way that the network consensus works, it's called proof of work. This is going to get a little nerdy real quick. I'll try to be real quick here. Proof of work relies upon machines racing against each other, essentially, to validate the blockchain. And the problem with that is that's a race of technology towards basically larger and larger computing power. And we've seen that erupt into massive mining operations. And essentially what that does is that pulls the power away from the people and gives it to people with a lot of money. And what Cordal was trying to do was create a system that was equitable in true equity, which means based upon your output, your input, and what you bring to the table, not based upon stealing from others and giving to others is what, you know, the normie mainstream calls equity. And so Cordal is based on time, and that's why I started with that time song. Everybody here, no matter how much money you have, no matter where you come from, no matter what your race, creed, or religion is, we are all faced with time. You can't escape it. At least I don't know how to yet. I don't know if anybody's invented a time machine yet. So Cordal is based on time, basically proving yourself over time by running a node. So the longer you run the node, the more authority you get, and the level you level up, and the more power you get in the consensus. Very simple. And so once you prove yourself and you get to level one, you start sharing in the rewards, which are transparent and are listed on the blockchain, with everybody. So it's collaborative. So everybody's sharing the same rewards together. So it's a collaborative economy based on time. And with that now, we can do commerce. So we've launched Q apps. This has been very exciting. This is the thing that's taking Cordal to the next level. Just 2 months ago, we launched Q apps, which allows developers to create functionality on the network. So for instance, we have Q blog now, which allows anybody to create their own blog right on Cordal. And so you can join, and it's completely free. Once again, you just have to set the node up on your computer, and you can start posting to the entire network whatever you want. And it's censorship proof. That's so important today for freedom and liberty, right? So very, very powerful. So in the near future, Cordal will have farm sharing apps. It'll have QTube to replace YouTube. It'll have you name it. And it's easy to develop. If anybody's a developer, all you have to know is JavaScript. So unlike Ethereum and some of these other more centralized projects that are really complex, you have to learn Soliloquy and all their code base. This is really easy to do as well. So very, very powerful tool. And so really the sky's the limit with Cordal moving forward. 8 years in the making from the underground with the cypherpunk anarchist mindset. We're here to change the game and bring back our sovereignty online. So if you're interested in knowing more about Cordal, find me here. Come talk to me about it. I can show you how to get set up. It now only takes about 10 to 15 minutes to get up and running on Cordal, and it's completely free. And the last thing we're doing to counter the AI takeover is there is a human element involved with Cordal. So in order to actually get validated on the chain, you have to know somebody who's a level 5 or better, or higher, excuse me, to get validated to mint and earn coin. So it's a human-to-human connection. So you have to go find somebody in the network, meet them or know them, and they have to validate that you're a real living human, and then they'll sponsor you. They don't get anything for sponsoring. There's no multi-level anything. It's just a way. It's like a human validation check against the AI Borg. So it's really unique. There's no other system doing that. So that's Cordal. I hope you guys get a little inspired here that there are people out there creating solutions that are outside the Silicon Valley technocrat system. And I'll just say it's up to us. It's up to the individual to take charge of your digital life with every decision you make, with every app that you sign up for. On the centralized systems, that is your master. Those terms and conditions, you are now their slave. They are tracking and tracing and using your information against you. Very, very important, because they're getting us with convenience. We are opting into the slave system through convenience. And to take 15 minutes out of your life to look into this and start using it is a very simple way to fight back and to start taking control of your digital life. Because all of these solutions we're talking about today will mean nothing if we're in this digital panopticon. Thank you.